Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
I read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 9, text number 36. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Bengali verse. Ataivame yagya dilu sabakare jaha taham prema phal deho jare tare. Translation. Therefore, I, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, therefore I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. Purport. In this connection there is a song sung by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Enechi. Aushadhi maya nashibara lagi harinama maha mantra lao tumi magi bhakati vinoda prabhu charane puriya shri harinama mantra loilo magiya. The Sankirtan movement, that's not translated in the purport. Okay, well, I'll translate it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaking as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I have brought the medicine for destroying illusion. It is the Harinama Mahamantra, the great chant of the holy name of Hari. And he says, take it by begging. And then Bhaktivinoda, speaking in his own voice, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, says that falling at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has, speaking of himself, and actually speaking in the third person, he has by begging this Harinam mantra. So back to the purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Sankirtan movement has been introduced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to dispel the illusion of Maya, by which everyone in this material world thinks himself to be a product of matter and therefore to have many duties pertaining to the body. Actually, the living entity is not his material body. He is a spirit soul. He has a spiritual need to be eternally blissful and full of knowledge. But unfortunately, he identifies himself with the body, sometimes as a human being, sometimes as an animal, sometimes a tree, sometimes an aquatic, sometimes a demigod, and so on. Thus, with each change of body, he develops a different type of consciousness with different types of activities, and thus becomes increasingly entangled in material existence, transmigrating perpetually from one body to another. Under the spell of Maya or illusion, he does not consider the past or future, but is simply satisfied with the short lifespan that he has gotten for the present. Gotten is American English for got. To eradicate this illusion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the Sankirtan movement, and he requests everyone to accept and distribute it. A person who is actually a follower of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur must immediately accept the request of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet and thus beg from him the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If one is fortunate enough to beg from the Lord this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his life is successful. Ataiva me yagga dilu sabakare jahantaha prema phal deho jare tare. Therefore I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. Om Jnanati Ramhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shreshtam Nanamapi Shachiputra Matra Surupam Rupam Tasyagajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Deliveramaho Radhita Matavasham Prabhto Yascha Prakrita Kribaya Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atah Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghuna Tanditam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Paridena Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanditamischa Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a very inspiring section from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu orders everyone to take Krishna consciousness and distribute it everywhere. The next verse. Ekala malakarami koto fal khabo nadia ba e fal ar ki koribo. Let's see, the sound is coming because of this. Probably because of the wind, is it? Is it because of the wind? Yeah, so the next verse. Translation. I am the only gardener, it's a metaphor. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a gardener, making the garden of Krishna Bhakti, the tree of Krishna Bhakti. If I do not distribute these fruits, the fruits are the fruits of love of God, Krishna Prema. What shall I do with them? How many fruits can I alone eat? So the idea is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants everyone to take up Krishna consciousness and spread it very widely. Give the fruit of Krishna Prema to everyone. Patra patra vichanahi nahishthana stanje jaha paita Tare Deya Prema Dham. Elsewhere, in already previous to this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's mentioned that the Pancha Tattva, namely Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakti, means there are five tattvas. That doesn't mean there are five, it actually doesn't mean exactly five persons, but it means many, but there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he is the Supreme Lord in the form of a devotee. Then Nityananda is Bhakta Swarup, and Advaita is Bhakta Avatar, and Gadadha is Shakti, and Srivas is the... So Gadadha, there are many, well, not there are a few other Shaktis. You have to study Chaitanya Charitamrita to study it. It means they're in Krishna Leela, they are the female form. So there's Gadadha is one, Jagadananda is another, and there are many others, Swarup Damodar. And then there's Gaura Bhaktivrinda, all the other devotees. They're the Jivas, they represent the Jivas who are serving the Lord. So they came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all these devotees, and they preached Krishna consciousness, not considering who is a worthy candidate and who isn't. Because if you consider who is a worthy candidate, the number will come to no number, zero. In Kali Yuga, everyone is disqualified. Not even human beings, practically. By this morning,
I read in the talk I gave this morning, Srila Prabhupada talking about Aryans, people who follow Vedic culture, but no one who's following, no one's following. It's practically, it's not possible to follow properly. So no one is, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is associated without considering who is qualified and who is not qualified. Qualified means it should be at least followers of the Vedic culture. That's considered minimal. What's the problem there? And you don't know what it is. All right, we'll just have to tolerate what to do. It is That's it solved. Simple solution. It is a good idea before any program to check all these things in advance. Just like Damodar Gauranga, you know, it's not before you do the shooting, everything's checked. Before there's any professional concert, they spend time checking. Even though it worked the day before, but still they check it in advance. Yeah, that's a standard thing. Okay, so patra vichanahi nahi. They didn't consider what place is proper and what place is improper. But wherever they got the opportunity, they distributed prem, Krishna prem. So it's very inspiring to hear the idea that, oh, you just let's spread Krishna consciousness very widely. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants. And he orders everyone in the universe to do so. As famously stated, Priti Vite Ache Jato Nagaradigram Sabata Prachahe Vaimornam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, he said, will be preached in every town and village of the world. So we might think, well, okay, but we're doing that, and the Muslims are doing that, and the Christians are doing that, and Sri Sri Ravi Shankar's followers are also doing something like that. And the atheists are also trying to recruit people to their group. And then there's the BJP, they're also trying to get followers. And Amma here down in... If you say Amma in Tamil Nadu, it means you know who. And if you say in Kerala, it means someone else. There's the hugging Amma and the Tamil Amma. So... Everyone's after followers, and Karuna Nidhi, he's also, everyone's trying to get different followers, make a big group, we'll get a big group. But preaching Krishna consciousness, it's not exactly the same as, for instance, trying to spread Christianity, Christian conversion. Let's see how many numbers we got. Because it requires this complete change of consciousness. Practically speaking, I'll tell you an anecdote. I first went to Bangladesh in 1979. There was no Bangladesh prior to 1971, officially the country called Bangladesh. So we were going village to village, Hindu, mostly Hindu-dominated villages. Yeah, only Hindu-dominated villages. And presenting the Krishna consciousness spreading all over the world. The people, they didn't know that at the time. They weren't aware of that. And there's a lot of conversion actually to Islam going on and to Christianity. And the Muslims preaching would tell all the Hindus, well, Hinduism is finished, it's dead. They didn't know that Krishna consciousness is spreading all over the world. So after we'd been there some months, one Hindu social worker met with myself and my godbrother Rasik. We two were, myself, Rasik and Nistula, I guess you could say, were the three main pioneers of
Srila Prabhupada's movement in Bangladesh. So, myself and Roshik, as they pronounce it in Bengali, we met with a Hindu social worker who was very enthusiastic and said that, well, wherever your devotees go, the tendency to convert to Christianity or Islam completely stops. Because people, they get faith in their own religion. And even some people already converted, they come back. So he thought that was something wonderful. But then myself and Roshik, we teased him. We said, well, what's actually the advancement? What's the difference? Because if they're Hindus, they eat meat and they smoke and they're basically they're interested in Sri Aishwarya Pajapsavaha, family life, women, money, not really Aishwarya, there's no Aishwarya in Bangladesh at the time, and there's not much there now either, in terms of opulence. And then family like this, they're materialistic. And if they become a Christian, they're materialistic. So what's the difference, actually? Maybe it's better they become a Christian. At least they'll go to a church once a week. Whereas in Hinduism, they don't do anything. On Durga Puja, they go to a Durga, the temple, and they cut some goats. So what's the difference? So he was going on like this, back and forward. And then eventually he came up, well, at least if they're Hindus, they'll have the tendency to say Gauranga, but if they're not, they won't do that. So I said, okay, that's good, we accept that. They can be materialistic, fish-eating, smoking, but if they say Gauranga, Jai Gauranga Naam Loi Tar Hoi Premadur, that's just by saying the name of Gauranga, that gives the opportunity for the awakening of prema. So actually, we prefer to keep people definitely within Vedic culture, even though Vedic culture nowadays is extremely confused. Anyway, this material world is confused. But when we see that it's just like Amma, I was saying that Amma, Kerala Amma is more popular than Krishna. Some Sai Baba is more popular than Krishna. Dar se kaho, hum Hindu hai. Say it with pride, I am a Hindu. I don't know, there's anything to be proud about. Fortunately, Srila Prabhupada didn't preach Hinduism. He didn't say, I've come here to preach Hinduism. He taught us the science of Godhead, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam. Science of Godhead. He didn't say that we're Hindu. That's another ism. He said it's another ism. In this world there are so many isms. Hinduism, communism, secularism. You could also say Vaishnavism. But that is actually, that's not a material ism. That's the eternal dharma of the soul. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to teach this. He wasn't interested in simply amassing followers to try to show that, well, I'm a bigger guru than you. There are so many big gurus. Actually, so many gurus went to America. In fact, there was one magazine, I believe it was Life magazine, it was a very prominent magazine in America at that time. It's not now, but at the time it was. They made a special issue called The Year of the Guru, in which they showed all these different gurus, all from India. And it was actually quite good in as much as they showed that they're pretty much all cheating, but Prabhupada isn't. They could recognize that he wasn't just speaking some mumbo-jumbo and cheating people. But actually, Srila Prabhupada, he wasn't so happy because he said, I don't want to be featured with all these cheaters and this and that. We should be distinguished. We don't want to show that, well, there's this and this and this and Prabhupada and it's all the same. He wanted to show the difference because he is different.
because he's not promoting some ism, Hinduism, or he's not there to promote himself. He wants to teach people what is actual reality. You can be a Christian and then become a Hindu and then again become a Christian. But our basic identity remains the same. Jiva Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. We're all in our intrinsic nature. We're all servants of Krishna. But we forgot that. So Srila Prabhupada came to teach us that. Now, spreading Krishna prema, this is the subject, the Pancha Tattva. They gave Krishna prema. And they ordered that this should be spread. But we should see, how did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do this? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how did he spread this Krishna prema? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kari Shaparshada Shriya Dhamma Saha Avatari Atanta Durlabha Prema Kalibari Dan Shikhai Sharanagati Bhakatera Pran. This very important collection of songs by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur under the title Sharanagati, which in Tamil Vaishnav culture is better known as Prapati. It means the same thing. So in the introductory song, he begins by saying that out of compassion for the souls in this material world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended into this world along with his dham, Navadvip dham, and his associates. And he gave prema, Krishna prema, love of Krishna. But the method that he gave it is by teaching Sharanagati. It's something to be taught. We have to understand what it is. Otherwise, we can't enter into that. Krishna prema, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, that begins after Sharanagati. That's the basis. And of course, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in these songs, he brings us into Sharanagati at the level of Krishna prema also. The songs, they're there for us in the material world and for those who have crossed beyond the spiritual world, taking shelter of the eternal associates of Krishna in Vrindavan. So that's Sharanagati on a completely spiritual level. And here on this level, it means we're anadi karma phale pari bhavarna bhajale. We're here stuck in this material world. That's also from this Sharanagati series, one of the first songs. We're stuck in this material world since time immemorial, and we're in this material ocean, and we don't know how to get out. So we have to understand that we are not part of this material world. We don't belong here at all. I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a Christian, I'm not an atheist. What am I? I am an eternal servant of Krishna. That is my constitutional position. That's the first thing to understand. In Sharanagati means anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vajanam, to act only in a manner that is conducive for developing this mood of Sharanagati, and to reject all activities and thoughts, association, anything that inhibits the development of that taking full shelter of Krishna, then being fully convinced Krishna is protecting me, Krishna is maintaining me, being very humble, understanding our insignificance and our complete dependence on Krishna, and just giving ourselves, Atma Nivedan, giving ourselves, was as Atmanikshep, throwing ourselves at Krishna, just leaving everything behind, throw ourselves at Krishna. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this. So there's a lot of teaching also to the idea that you just go around and say, Prem, Haribol, embrace people. Well, we may have a feeling like that, and a very ecstatic feeling, but it may not last also. To be steady, we have to make a commitment. To be steady in our Krishna consciousness, we have to make a commitment. Commitment is based on faith and knowledge. Now, these two things, they might seem to be contradictory, but actually they're not at all contradictory, because faith and knowledge go hand in hand. There are people who say, well, faith is one thing and knowledge is something else, but all knowledge is based on faith. For instance, if I drink some water, I think, well, now I'm feeling some dryness in my throat, let me drink some water. But we have the faith that the water will slake my thirst. And they say, well, that's not faith, that's knowledge. But you don't know exactly that will happen. You just presume it will happen because it happened so many times. It's generally expected, but you can't say for sure. And you also have faith that there's a glass of water that it's not actually poison. You don't know, you just have faith that it's not poisonous. Or it might be mixed with salt. You can't tell by looking at it, but you just presume. I'm feeling very thirsty. Could someone please bring me a glass of water? I'm just acting, you know. So and you bring the water and you drink it. And you just, you don't do a chemical analysis of it. But even if you were to do a chemical analysis, that would be based on faith that by going through such a process, you can understand what are the constituents of the water. So knowledge is based on faith. The two things go hand in hand. So faith is required that I am an eternal servant of Krishna. But it's very difficult to get that faith. Faith comes from association with devotees who have that faith. And it comes also by being taught about this. And then yes, then our knowledge and faith, they increase side by side, together. So preaching Krishna consciousness means to give people knowledge of Krishna, knowledge of the process of Krishna consciousness, to inspire them to take up this process, to inspire them to also try to share that with others as much as they feel benefited themselves. It's not exactly the same as recruiting. Now recruiting is going on. Actually it finished now, but recruiting for who will vote for this party, who will vote for that party. I think the election is tomorrow, is it? All over Tamil Nadu, one day only, is it? Okay. The national elections, they stagger it, don't they? They do. Because to have an election, you have to have the army. So they don't have enough army troops to do all the country in one day. Then what's the meaning of this democracy? If you have to have the army to control people so they don't cheat and kill each other, then what is it? It's you might as well have a bunch of tigers or monkeys voting. So anyway, the idea of recruiting, there are various ways to recruit. You can bribe people, become a Christian. You'll get chicken and bag of rice every Sunday, and we'll make a school for your children. And you don't have to change your Hindu name, so you still get your OBC status. So you can get from the government and from the Christians, from both sides, like this. So, and why is the person recruiting and trying to convince them? Because he also, for every baptism, he gets 10,000 rupees. Or if it's a Brahmin, 2 lakhs. They're more difficult to convert. And you better do your conversion quick, because if it comes more and more, then you'll get less and less
the more conversions are there, then the less you'll get for converting. Now is the time. If you want to make a good business. So, that's there. That's recruiting. And others are recruiting. It's not that everyone who's a Christian missionary does it simply for money. Many of them, they feel, yes, we have to save Jesus. Muslims, they're not. I think the Muslims are not doing it for money. They're doing it out of a conviction. We have to do this. But their knowledge of the actual nature of God and His compassion. Islam is based on the Allah, the most merciful. That means the most all-powerful and all-merciful. But they don't have a very good idea of His mercy. It's more or less the same God idea of God as in similar many ways the idea of God in Christianity, which as a child I thought this is horrible. Just when I was born in that Christian country, this is horrible. The idea of God throws almost everyone in hell forever to be cut to pieces again and again and burned again and again with no chance of ever coming. This is horrible. Oh, what a horrible religion. So, when no one ever told me anything about reincarnation. Not in the schools, not in the church. In the church, if you say reincarnation, they'll immediately throw you in hell. They say, God, take him to hell right away. It's banned, blasphemy. But it just makes so much sense that God gives you chance after chance after chance. So one way of preaching is to just try to bring people in somehow or other. But that we could call, that's more like recruiting, just trying to increase the numbers. If it's not based on proper knowledge, then we can get more and more people with tilak, which is good to wear Vaishnava tilak. But really what we should be aiming at, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, I'll read the Bengali. Jive biparid ruchi, paribartan karai, sarva pekka doyamoe gone ek matra kartabha. That he said that the real, or the only duty of every person who's actually compassionate is to try to effect a change in the opposite tendency or the opposite taste of the conditioned souls. In other words, people, they have a taste for being materialistic. To change that, it's viparit, it's opposite of what it should be. Now, if you convert someone from a Hindu to a Christian, but more or less their idea is, well, okay, I believe in God and God will help me and I will enjoy life in this world and then we'll go to heaven and I'll enjoy that world also. But there's no love of God. It's based on me, what God does for me, what Jesus does for me, what Allah does for me. Gives me how many virgins? 90 virgins? So many virgins. Some idea is there, supposedly, in the Quran, that if you go to heaven and they get all the virgins. He has to produce new virgins. I don't know, it's some funny idea. But it's all based on what God does, for how by the blessings of God I will be benefited. They have no idea of actually who is God, what is love of God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give Krishna prema. Krishna prema is defined in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's very important. If we actually want to be devotees of Krishna following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should know this very clearly. That Atendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bale Kam Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dhare Prema Nam. What is prema and what is material desire? The two things are not the same. Material desire means the desire to satisfy one's own senses. And prema, love of Krishna, what does it mean? Does it mean some feeling, oh, in my heart, I feel... Okay, it's a feeling within the heart, but the basis of that
is the desire to satisfy Krishna's transcendental senses. So first of all, we have to understand who is Krishna. He's a person. He has senses. He's not insensate. He's not just some light emanating everywhere. He's the Supreme Person. He's the center. We are meant to serve his senses. That is called prema. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, but it requires a change of consciousness. Just like I was joking, we were joking with that social worker in Bangladesh. What's the difference? They change from Hindu to Muslim. It's the same idea, basically, that I'm in this world, I'll enjoy. If I have to find the God that will help me best to enjoy this world. Or to, actually, in Bangladesh at that time, no one's thinking of enjoying, they're just thinking of surviving. How I can survive in the world, and then afterward also, I'll be okay. God will look after me, that's all. It's all me-centered. So we can try and recruit people like this also. But recruiting is different to preaching, which means changing people's whole attitude. Of course, we could start out by recruiting, and just bring people in and then try to bring them up. But the bringing up has to go on. Otherwise, if we simply bring more and more people, but we don't convince them that we are meant to serve Krishna, then they're not going to get the real idea of what it means to serve Krishna. If the idea remains, I'm here to enjoy in this world, then we also take Krishna consciousness as some kind of enjoyment. I was just told yesterday, I believe it was, yesterday, the day before, one devotee told me he'd been in one ashram with many brahmacharis, somewhere here on the Indian subcontinent, I won't mention where it is, where brahmacharis are all very nice, and they all do kirtan very nicely, very enthusiastically. But when there's test cricket, they're all watching it on TV. So what's going on there? They're not really brahmacharis. They're just, it's, yeah, we like to do kirtan and we like to preach, but we also like to watch the cricket match, which means they're not surrender to Krishna. They're not on the path of Sharanagati, of doing everything for Krishna's pleasure. They have their own enjoyment also. They may be praying to Krishna, hey, Krishna, help the, I don't know, I just told it's a cricket match, right? Help our team to win, Krishna. And then someone bowled out, oh, Krishna, I mean, I don't know, but I can just imagine it's like that. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said in his childhood he used to go flying kites with his sister, and they'd call out Govinda, Govinda, to try to get their kite flying high. That's child's game. But a serious devotee, they know. Anadi karama phale pari bhavarna bhajale. Since time immemorial, I'm fallen in this ocean of material existence. And they attempt to enjoy it, even by such an innocent game as playing kites. That also is that will bind us in this material world. See, playing kites is a very innocent game, isn't it? But then you see, it becomes, then someone makes it all complex, and then there's kite competitions and gambling. Do you have that in Tamil Nadu, gambling on kite competitions? Who can make the best kite and then cut someone else's thread? It was some recreation for children, and they make it all complicated and bring in this competition and envy. So changing people's consciousness. That in recruiting also, if we are not, instead of preaching, if we're recruiting, then there'd also be this, instead of spreading love of God, there may be competition and envy also. Oh, our group is more than your group. Or I'm a bigger preacher than you. They're preaching more than me. I have to out-preach them. It becomes a material consciousness. How many people can you bring? Show. How many people can you show?
How many people can you bring for initiation? And then I show I'm a big preacher. And then I'm bigger preacher than you. But what are they doing? Are they initiating, chanting their rounds and watching the test match? Maybe. It doesn't matter. See, that 16 rounds and 4 regs, 4 regular principles. But what else are they doing? That you have to see. You can bring many people. Sometimes people say, well, why? Often they would say to Srila Prabhupada, there's so many gurus in America. They'd say, well, you don't have so many followers. So many people have so many other followers. So many other gurus have many more followers. Why is that? That what does that mean? Then you're just a small guru and they're all big gurus. And Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to sell a diamond, you won't have many customers. If you sell glass bangles, you have many customers. But still, the diamond is more valuable than the glass bangle. And actually, the diamond seller, he may only make one or two sales in a week, but he makes much more than the glass bangle seller. Diamond merchants are rich, and glass bangle merchants, sellers are poor, even though they have many customers, because they only have very small margin. So glass bangle means it's something very cheap. Everyone can take it. So it's a, why don't we make Krishna consciousness easy for everyone so they can easily take it? You can do that, but then making it easy means then atendriya priti vancha. Easy means they don't have to give up the consciousness of I am the enjoyer. Make it easy. What's difficult about Krishna consciousness? Chanting Hare Krishna, that's not difficult. Eating prasadam, that's not difficult. What is difficult? What is difficult is when we say, okay, you give up all material desires. And then it becomes difficult. So if we just say, well, you can chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam, and okay, that's all. Then it's easy, but it's not what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. And you won't go back to God. You'll actually make a mess in the whole. By misrepresenting Krishna consciousness, you'll misrepresent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. But then you may say, well, why do so many people follow all these other things? If Krishna consciousness is real, then why do thousands of people come to get hugged by Amma when she went to London? I think it was 20,000 people or something. She's got to credit her for having a lot of stamina to go on doing that all day. She was in Vrindavan recently. Can you imagine how the people of Vrindavan are so messed up? They don't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. They invited her there. What's she doing there? What's she got to do with Vrindavan? Herself in the center. It should be Krishna in the center. So many people come. If Amma comes, and Kerala Amma comes here, so many people will come. If Bhaktivikas Swami comes, how many people are here? 50, something like that. So it must be much better, huh, what she's doing. Well, no. I'm better. No, I'm not saying I'm better. Krishna's better. Prabhupada is better. But if we give the real thing, many people may not take it. And they may think, well, how will we get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants the movement. How we can get more and more people coming? Because why do so many people come? Because they want something cheap. They want a myth. Now the word myth in Indian English means, they call Hindu mythology. But myth actually means a story which isn't actually true, but people believe it to be true. That we can say more or less like that. So to say Hindu mythology is very wrong, because Puranas, well, most of it is true. May not all be true. There may be some things. But in the Bhagavad Purana, that's all true. It's not mythology. It's fact. If we think it's just some fairy tale, then what are we doing? Then there's no Krishna consciousness. There's no Krishna. And it becomes completely atheistic if you think of it as mythology. But people like to believe in a myth. They like to think of something which is, they like to think it's true. They don't really care whether it's true or not, but they want to put their faith,
Jesus, save me from my sins. Oh, and they become completely, Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And they never stop to think that, well, if he's actually God, why did he have to die on the cross? Why does he have to take the suffering? He can just, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dhamman Paritta Dhamma Mekam Sharanam Raja Aham Klang Sarva Pape Dio Moksha Yashami Masucha. If he's God, then just cancel your sin. He just has to desire it, that's all. Yeah. Why does he have to suffer? Does that mean that there's that the law of karma, he has to absorb their sins? He's under the law of karma, and he suffered. But actually, the two other people were crucified with him, so they it's saying they're suffering for the sins of the whole world, but there were people who suffered as much as he did. So it wasn't, if he's suffering for the sins of the whole world, then his suffering should have been extremely intense. But there were others who were suffering the same as him. So if you just start to think about it, there's so many philosophical problems. And I've asked Christians, they can never answer, well, what happened to all the people before Jesus? What about them? And why are there all stars in the sky and different planets? Why did God create them? What for? Just so you can look at them? The Vedic understanding is they're all inhabited. I don't say that to them. That's too much for them. But then, then what about, say, if you're born in Thailand, which is a strongly Buddhist culture, and even if most of the people ever born in Thailand, they never heard of Jesus, so then what happens to them? They never get a chance. And even if someone comes and says to them about Jesus, they won't take it because they're strongly enculturated to be Buddhists. So does that mean that God likes the Americans better? And he likes the Thai people? He created them to send them to hell forever. What kind of philosophy is that? But people don't like even to... I've met Christian preachers. They're trained Christian preachers, and they never even thought of these questions. It means they spent years studying the Bible and this, but they never even thought of this, which I thought about when I was about 10 years old, being raised in that culture. They never thought. And then looking in the book and trying to find some answer. They never even thought of it, because they want to live in a myth. They don't really want to think about it very deeply, but just they get some idea, oh, Jesus saved me. I also, as a child, actually maybe 10 to 12 years old, I was saying, well, some people say Jesus, and some people say Allah, and then there are different people say different things. So why should I just believe someone comes up to me and says, Jesus is the way. Yeah, but you know, just 5 minutes ago I met someone else who said, Allah is the way. So just because you say it with great conviction, why should I accept it? Who's right? You should try to understand. Siddhanta balaya chitta nakaraha la sheha hoite krishne lage sudhidamana chaitanya charitamrita advises us to try to understand all these matters. Don't be lazy. Don't just say, I'm saved. Gauranga. We can also be like that. Gauranga. Say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved me. But we should understand that. That's my point. We shouldn't be like that. We shouldn't just, Gauranga and finish. But try to understand what he taught, what he wants of us. He had so many teachings. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went everywhere, chanting the holy names, inducing people to chant. But he has so much teachings. See, this is one volume of Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's so many volumes. There are long sections in Chaitanya Charitamrita of his teaching, which he ordered Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Now you write books, elaborate on all these points. Later Jiva Goswami. So much writings, mostly all philosophical understanding. So we should try to understand this. Simply bringing people, instead of saying, Jesus, or Allah, or Heil Hitler, or Gaur Se Kaho, Hum Hindu Hai, or in some sense.
We should try to, yeah, we say Hare Krishna, but we should understand what that means. Not just bringing people in cheaply. There's a saying in English, easy come, easy go. You probably have some saying in your language also. In all languages, many of the proverbs are this, they have similar proverbs in every language. So you bring people easily, and they'll easily go away also. We see that in some countries. People very easily, just like in Philippines, people, they come, they love to chant Hare Krishna, they come and then they'll go away. They come very easily, they go very easily. In places where it's difficult to make devotees, Japan is probably the prime example. Of course, we didn't even start to crack Saudi Arabia. But Japan is very difficult to make devotees. But the ones who become devotees, they're very fixed, very strong. Prabhupada said, actually, the atheists, if you can convince them, they'll make the strongest devotees, because they're convinced with their intelligence. So that's maybe somewhat of a disadvantage of being born in Hindu culture, that you can take easily, more easily to Krishna consciousness, because you can accept, yes, Krishna. You don't have a cultural difficulty in accepting, but you should try to understand also. Try to understand also. Srila Prabhupada, he was asked, I just read some conversation Srila Prabhupada had, and he was saying that, Indians, they're in Krishna consciousness, but they're not very, they may not, no, it wasn't, no, it wasn't. I've been reading two things simultaneously. I've been reading, not simultaneously, but side by side, Prabhupada's lectures and conversations, and Shivaram Swami, one of his books, Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. So in there he analyzes that, well, many Indian people take to Krishna consciousness, but it seems that many Westerners who take to it, they take it more seriously. And he analyzed that. Why is that? Because Indian people take to it. One major reason is because it's culturally very easy for them to accept it, whereas for Westerners it's culturally not very easy, but they tend to accept it with their intelligence, philosophically understand. But he also analyzed that because of the cultural depravity, that Westerners may also very easily go away from Krishna consciousness. Whereas Indian people, having once taken to it, they'll generally stay in it. Of course, they may mix it up with going to see Amma or some such thing. Srila Prabhupada, yeah, he said that. People, if you can convince people who are atheists, then they'll become very strong. So we should try to philosophically convince also. Maybe that's one reason the Brahmacharis in one part of India, because they can take to Krishna consciousness very easily. And throughout their life, they'll go on chanting Hare Krishna and probably watching the cricket match also. Because for them, well, it's something they've been doing from their childhood, chanting Hare Krishna and watching cricket or playing cricket. Actually, when I was in Bangladesh in the 1980s, I don't think I ever saw anyone playing cricket. This time I was recently there, see so many people. It's something that they're taking it up. Just like in India, there was no one, I never heard about tennis or badminton. This is in the 1970s, but now it's all come in. It's not an advancement. Okay, what else did I want to say? I made some notes here. What other outrageous things did I want to say? Yeah, so people, they like to be cheated. It's something cheap. Give them a fantasy. Just like this Amma Hage. I'm just using this as an example. She's not the only bogus person. There's so many. I have nothing against her in particular. There's so many bogus people, but it's a common example for everyone else. So, people don't think. They don't even want to think. They just get a hug, that's all. But who am I? Where have I come from? Why am I suffering in this material world? Who is God? What is my relationship with God?
there's no question. No questions asked. Maybe that's why they like to be hugged. No question. Is this an idea of unconditional love? And you feel, oh, how nice. But then you have to go back to your work and your job and your debts and all your problems. They don't go, is nothing solved? Nothing changed? So you say, well, take to Krishna consciousness and your debts will still be there. Your miserable job will still be there. Yeah, but there's a change of consciousness. And maybe a change of way of life also. You can, if you're bold enough, you can also leave this miserable city life and come to a Krishna conscious farm and simply live the life of Krishna consciousness without all this. One thing I thought, we're on the roof of this building, so now we came to the level of monkeys, because the tree is here, the monkeys live in the tree at this level. Now we also became, we're also living just next to the tree on the high level. At night the monkeys go in the trees and they sit there in the trees at night in the country, if there aren't buildings for them to hang out of. I know, because I used to stay in one country house during my writing, and there was a big banyan tree and all the monkeys would hang out there at night. And in the night you'd hear them, hoo, hoo, making noises like, just to show we're here. And the peacocks, they call at night. There must have been so many peacocks here up until recently. Now they're all gone. They don't go very easily, actually. I'm getting off topic here. Anyway, I saw in one place there are all new buildings coming up, and the peacocks were sitting inside the building because they come back to their place. But they don't realize that they won't be able to stay there when the people will move in. So, yeah, people like myths. So we can build a big myth. Now we're making the Prabhupada myth. Prabhupada's unconditional love, unconditional mercy. Whatever you do, Prabhupada loves you. Actually, Prabhupada wasn't like that. He was very, this is right, this is wrong. That he came to give us the discrimination to know what is right and what is wrong. That is the message in Bhagavatam. Discriminating right from wrong. It's not that just, well, you can do anything. You can break all the rules and not follow, and then you just go to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada will say, yes, okay, all right. But Prabhupada wasn't like that. It's just an imagination. They made a myth out of Srila Prabhupada because they want to enjoy, it's rascaldom, they want to enjoy sense gratification. Then don't go to Prabhupada, then you go to Amma or whatever. Why try to make Prabhupada into something? Or Guru is so merciful, he loves us. Or, he loves you, that's why he calls you a rascal, and you follow this and that, and make it. Yes. Then he should tell you what is right and what is wrong. Love you doesn't mean he watches you while you cut your throat. A child, baby, doesn't know what he's doing, picks up a knife, cuts his throat. That's not love. Love means that takes the knife away and the baby's crying, give me the knife. No. Don't do that. And maybe slap the baby. Nowadays you're not allowed to slap the children. They'll put you in prison. Literally. But of course, all slapping is it. Slapping can be nasty also. But when the mother slaps the child to save the child or train the child from killing himself, acting wrongly, that is a sign of, can be a sign of love. So, just to make some person, most of what's going on in the name of Hinduism today, it's a personality cult. let's say Samana, there are so many, let's say Sri Sri, already given Amma so much publicity. You know, personality cult, just picture, smiling, but they've got nothing to give. So we shouldn't be like that in Krishna consciousness, just keep it light so we can bring many people. Alright, we want many people to come, but they should know that this is not just some other ism that we're recruiting and we're trying to make followers and show that we're better than you. But we want to give people. Atantra dulabha prema koribari dan. We want to give people that extremely rare and precious love of Krishna. It doesn't come cheap. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it easily available by the Hare Krishna mantra. But easy doesn't mean cheap. There's a difference. We still have to commit ourselves. We have to surrender to Krishna. But he made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very easy by chanting the holy names of Krishna. Chaito, Darpana, Marjana. The heart will become cleansed. But we have to have a motive to clean it. If we're deliberately doing pratikul yasya varjanam, if we're deliberately doing that which we should give up, then it becomes something like pouring petrol into a fire on one hand to build up the fire, and from the other hand pouring water. It's contradictory. You want the fire to blaze, you pour petrol, and on the other side you're putting water. It's contradictory. So Krishna consciousness is easy, but it's not cheap. And the price to get the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishoy Charya Kabe Shuddha Habe Mon Kabe Hamaherabo Sri Vrindavan, if we're prepared to give up the thought of enjoying this material world, then the mind will be pure. Then we can see Vrindavan. Vishoya Charya Shai Roshai Majya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Chant the names of Krishna, giving up the idea that I shall enjoy this material world. So not many people are prepared to pray that price. It's the price for taking the holy name is faith. They have faith in the holy name. But the faith means the faith that if I chant and follow the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then surely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be merciful to me. But we shouldn't make it just, we're going to bring many people and get many people to chant. Okay, that is there. We do want many people to come and chant the holy names of Krishna. But we want them to take up Krishna consciousness, actually as it is. And if quantity and quality are both important, but of the two, Srila Prabhupada would quote, Ekas Chandras Tamohanti Kimnatara Sahasrasah. That one moon outshines even thousands of stars. So it's ultimately it's more important to bring people up, not just bring them in, but you have to bring them up also. Otherwise, just bringing people in, it can be some kind of sense gratification. Like I said, to show, now I'm a great preacher. You have to bring them up and keep on going up. It's not just a matter, okay, I brought them up to the level of initiation. Finished. But keep on going up and up and up. Nurture the devotees in their spiritual life. So we should see how we're going up, others are coming up. Otherwise, we can get stuck on externals. We may think bringing many people, building big temples, having lots of money, ISKCON's very rich. But so what? There are already so many temples all over India. We can build new temples. But we have to see what is the quality of the people who are living there and what kind of experience do people have when they come to the temple. Do they get inspiration to come into Krishna consciousness and come up in Krishna consciousness? Hare Krishna.
All right, I'll finish that, unless there are any questions. Please. I'll just read this again. Atayvame agadilo shabakare jaha taha prem fall deho jare kare. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna conscious movement and distribute it everywhere. Hare Krishna. Yeah, so anything? Yeah, please. Many times after coming to Krishna consciousness, people think whatever I'm doing is bhakti. You have that experience, is it? They don't know that they're growing weeds, you've observed. How do we differentiate? We might not be able to see the weeds in our heart. We might not be able to see. There are many guidelines given. There are so many books which our acharyas have mercifully written, including the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about the weeds that grow in the heart, which we think are bhakti. And that is more analyzed, you'll see in the purports of Srila Prabhupada. And there are many books which deal with this, actually. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has Harinam Chintamani, that's right, Madhurya Kadambani. And we can be with devotees, if we're in the company of devotees who will help us, that is very helpful, if we're sincere. We should be careful. Yeah, anything else? No one else has a question? Yeah. That was a nice program, Mr. Did you see the Jai Krishna Prabhu? He wrote a letter, did you see? Oh, I see. He was watching that from Seattle. That must have been early in the morning now. It was midnight. Oh. Such a time difference, huh? Okay. Chanting so many rounds, you'll become pure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. That, okay, now in the last 25 years, I chanted so many million. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Boom! It doesn't work like that. A Krishna nama kore sarva papa koi. How does that rest of that verse go? It's right here. Is it in the 8th chapter? Ek is E-K-A, Krishna, Nama. You can do a string search. Eka Krishna Nama Kare Sharva Papa Koi. And what's the next line? Oh, what's the first line? Oh, this book again. Eka Krishna Nama. Anyway, the purport is that. No, that's another one. Jekahe Shepa Shande Dande Tare Jam. Okay, anyway, the purport is that by.
Eka Krishna Nama Kare Sarva Papa Kshay.
Yeah, Koi in Bengali. Pronounced. Yeah.
Navavidha
Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite Hoi. Bhajane Madde Shreshta Navavidha Bhakti Krishna Prem Krishna Dite Dhare Maha Shakti Tarmadhe Sarva Shreshta Nama Shankitan Niraparade Nama Vale Pai Prema Dhan. Yes, so by chanting even one name, you can be free from all sinful reactions. And all the process of bhakti are complete from chanting the holy name. Of all the processes of bhakti, the 9, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, etc., they're the best. They all have great potency to give us Krishna and to give love of Krishna. But among them all, Chanting is the best. Because if we chant offenselessly, then we get treasure of love of Krishna, Krishna prayer. Now, key word there is niraparadhi, without offense. Otherwise, you can go on chanting, bahu janma kare jadi shravan kirtan tabutan apai krishna pade premadhan. You go on lifetime after lifetime and not attain Krishna prayer, if we are making offenses. But if one time we chant purely, then we can get Krishna prema. But the catch is that someone who's got Krishna prema doesn't think, I've got Krishna prema. And say, ah, now I made it. Ah, okay. Whew. Now I can go on a holiday to Singapore. I've done enough. Enough for this lifetime. He always, because the nature of Krishna prema is that we think, I want to do more. What is Krishna prema? It's the attitude, I want to serve Krishna more and more. So everybody thinks, I want to serve Krishna more and more and more and more and more and more and more. So you might not even know that you've made it. They're always searching. That's actually the bliss of Krishna consciousness, is always searching for Krishna. But still, there's a difference between chanting in the conditional state, being full of, still with so many material attachments, and actually being free from them. And there is a very great difference also. Test is there that you can see. It's all in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's the verse quoted from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Kshantir, Avyartha Kaladvam, the 9 symptoms of someone who's in Bhava Bhakti. What's the next line? Kshantir, that means tolerant of various disturbances, doesn't like to waste time. Then what's the next line? Mana Shunyata. And then one word I'm missing. He's devoid of desire for personal prestige. The 9 symptoms are given there. Basically, it is bhakti pareshanu bhavo viraktir anyatra. Bhakti means one is attached to Krishna, experiencing Krishna, and detached from everything else. What is that verse? Kshanti. Viraktir manaji. Same word, virakti. One is detached from this material world. Mana shunyata. Ashabandha samutkanta. One has great hope that the devotee thinks, even though I'm very fallen and sinful and hopeless, Krishna will save me. I have that hope. And samutkanta means very eager to attain Krishna's mercy. Namagane sadaruchi. Always great taste, always, for singing the holy names of Krishna. Then preetis tadvasati stale. Asaktis guna akhyane. One's very attached to Krishna, to glorifying the qualities of Krishna, and likes to reside in Krishna's holy place. So these are the symptoms. And each one is described in some detail. You can read this book, Nectar of Devotion, very, very important book. It's described briefly in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in more detail. The Nectar of Devotion, very important and very blissful book. So, Hare Krishna. Yeah. You want to be what? You want to be God. Well, you can't. What do you understand by God? God means what? All-powerful? All-powerful? God means all-powerful? What do you mean by God? God is all-powerful. Can you be all-powerful? No. You can't even be the most powerful human being. There are different kinds of power, physical strengths. You're not going to be a boxer or a weightlifter looking at your body, young boy. And there's political power. Who's the most powerful person in Tamil Nadu just now? We don't know. It's all in the balance. But for the last few years, it's been Amma. What's her name? Jayalalitha. So you might be out of the... How many people in Tamil Nadu? 60 million, 6 crores, something like that? 7 crores. Every time I ask, it's more. So you could be 1 in 7 crores, but then she's also in full anxiety right now. What's the use? Better to be a servant of God. You're very small. Not just because you're how old? 9 years old? What's your age? 7. Okay. So you're very small. But even if you grow to be taller than me, you'll still be very small. Everyone's very... One very important thing that everyone should consider: we're all very small. We're all very, very small. It's very good to contemplate how we're just on one tiny little planet in a huge universe. We're very, very, very small. And God is very, 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 very... How many times can you say big? So it's better to be a servant of God. Better idea. Your son, you better teach him this. He's got some wrong... I don't know where he got it from. Yeah, you can become a demigod, but that's useless. Just like Jayalalitha is something like a demigod in Tamil Nadu. Isn't it? Something like that. But she's full of anxiety. What's the point? And she'll be thrown out. If not this time, then the next time. So demigods, they're also thrown out in due course of time. What do you have to become a demigod? Continue to be as foolish as you are at present. Maybe that's above your... Why do you want to be a demigod like that? And then you'll get thrown out after some time. Better be a servant of God. What is that verse? Nashri Rapyanga Sanshaya. Navarincho Nabavo Nashri Rapyanga Sanshaya Prasadam Lebhire Gopi Yattat Prapa Vimuktita. There's one verse, Shukadeva Goswami describes the glories of Yashoda Mai, that she got the opportunity to tie up Krishna, which is not imaginable even for Brahma or Shiva or even for Lakshmi. She tied him up. She got that mercy from him. She could tie him up by her love. So the idea of becoming great, not a good idea. If you can become the servant of the great, then automatically you become great. Automatically. The minister of the king is automatically very powerful, but he's a servant. But if he thinks I'll become the king, then he'll get his head chopped off or hung. So better become a servant. You better teach him this. Do you read Srila Prabhupada's books? Are you reading them? Okay. Better to. Otherwise people get very strange ideas. Something came to my mind, I didn't think about it for almost maybe more than 50 years. Is my mother wanted me to be a priest in the Catholic Church. And I thought, well, if I'm going to be a priest, I should be the Pope. Why just be a priest? I should be the best. We should try to be good devotees of Krishna, but not to dominate over others. All right, so Hare Krishna. Yeah. Paropaka, yeah. Actually, it's not in this verse, but it's connected theme, yeah. Paropaka, doing beneficial works for others. Oh, that's there, yeah, yeah. First one should janma sat, yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusha Janma Ja Janma Shata Kare Karo Para Upaka. Someone who has attained a human birth in Bharata, in India, making their life sa'artha, which means meaningful or successful, one should perform beneficial acts for others. So what's the question? First you have to make your life successful. Yeah, if you try to help others but you don't know how to help them, you can cause more of a mess. Then, just like if you see someone sick and they go to the doctor and they give them some pills, and then you see someone else is sick and they're like, I'll give them some pills, but you give them the wrong pills, you kill them. So you should know what you're doing before you try to help people. Some training should be there. On the other hand, if you think, well, let me become completely perfect, then I'll help others. But a Vaishnava never thinks I'm perfect. Or if you think, well, I have to become on a very high level. But then actually a Vaishnava thinks if I'm going out and preaching, I'm actually just assisting. It's not me that's doing it. If you think I have to deliver others by my own power, then you're in the trap of thinking, I am a great Vaishnava. So we are here to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission of spreading Krishna consciousness as servants of Srila Prabhupada, assisting his mission. We may not be fully sartha, we may not be fully Krishna conscious, but we can distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, we can ask others to chant Hare Krishna, we can guide others as we have been guided, and people can become benefited. Isn't it? You've been preaching Krishna conscious. Do you feel yourself to be fully Krishna conscious? Maybe not. But still, if you're giving people Srila Prabhupada's books, they're benefited, is it not? So the idea of a preacher of Krishna consciousness is not that I am preaching, but I am simply trying to be an instrument, a vessel, conveying the message of the real Vaishnavas. They never think, I'm a Vaishnava. Amita Vaishnava, e buddhi hoile, amani na hobo ami, patishta asha ashi, hridoi dushibe, hoibo niroyagami. If I think, I am a Vaishnava. If we think like this, then I'll simply become puffed up and become a candidate for going to hell. So it's very dangerous to think, I am a Vaishnava. But we should think, I'm simply trying to serve the Vaishnavas. So, Hare Krishna. Shall we finish there now? Hare Krishna.